living wage lie and low pay with £10 an hour now. Cuts to premiums, and below inflation, pay rises organize and fight back. A Tesco worker and a store rep. In February, my store shop workers union area organizer came to see me with the long overdue Tesco pay deal. Having been previously informed that there was unlikely to be any pay rise, I was surprised when he started by saying that Usdor had successfully negotiated with Tesco 4-1. With a smile, he told me that our pay will increase by the amount of 12p. But then he told us that our overtime, weekend, and night premiums will be cut. This means that most workers, who rely on overtime and bonus payments to pay ever-increasing bills, will be worse off as a result. On the other hand, Tesco CEO Dave Lewis enjoyed pay of £4.1 million in his first 6 months in the job in 2015. As one of my colleagues said in despair, a 12 pence pay rise, great. Now tell that to my landlord who is increasing my rent by £100. This is the reality for the majority of workers. Wages are not keeping up with rises in rent, bills, transport, childcare, etc. It is almost impossible to be able to have a normal, stress-free life without worrying about running out of your pennies. We work very hard, but are constantly denied the right to have a decent standard of living. In London, where I live, 57% of people in poverty are in working families. Osborne. The numbers of low-paid jobs in London has increased substantially. The current official living wage in London stands at £9.20 an hour, and at £8.25 in the rest of the UK. The number of jobs paying less than the living wage has jumped by 54% since 2008. One in every five job fails to pay it. George Osborne's announcement of a £9 hourly rate, which will not be introduced until 2020 and only for workers aged 25 and above, is seen by many workers as a joke. By 2020, the so-called national living wage of £9 will be completely useless. There are more than 5.2 million low-paid workers in Britain. These workers, including many retail and public sector workers, will remain trapped in low-paid, insecure work. But we don't have to remain trapped. There is enough money to increase the minimum wage now. The Socialist Party, alongside the Bakers Union, has been campaigning for a £10 an hour minimum wage now. As a result of a Bakers Union motion, the TUC adopted the £10 an hour demand at its conference. But this is not enough. Usdor, along with other trade unions and campaigners, has to organize to win the demand.